Jesus' birthday is in 3 days. Even though it's been some 2,000 years ago, people are pretty jazzed about throwing him a party every year. You've heard that phrase, Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, while that's true, I must say, Jesus would be beyond disappointed with the way his people have fallen into the trap of something he warned against constantly, worshiping money. Let's recap a few facts. Jesus was born while his parents were sent by the king to be counted for the census. During this long trek on a donkey, Mary, just a teenager, would give birth to the Son of God and lay him in a manger. Her virgin birth fulfilled thousands of years of biblical prophecy. While Christians celebrate this moment during Christmas, you have to wonder if they've missed the glaring message nestled behind that cute little baby. Jesus was born to poor parents in a barn. His birth was anything but a grand display of wealth or a spectacle that anyone would care to discuss. Jesus was significant, but his life wasn't. If the story of Jesus were to happen today, he'd be born to a trailer park family with a young mother and a working-class dad. In fact, when Jesus himself grew up, he became a carpenter, not necessarily dripping in riches or flexing his royal bloodline with that choice. Mangers were common in the day, especially to the poor in ancient Judea. Jesus' first bassinet was literally a feeder for barnyard animals. This was the most important man to ever live, and he came into life rolling around in hay. No glamour, no wealth, no hype. An article from ChristianPure.com says it concisely, quote, "The manger symbolizes how Jesus came to identify with the marginalized, the forgotten, and the downtrodden. He did not enter the world amidst the wealthy and powerful, rather, chose to be born among the poor and humble. This speaks to the inclusive, compassionate nature of Christ's mission to bring salvation to all people, regardless of their status or station in life." These days, Christians spend more time judging the poor, condemning them, ignoring them, than adhering to their duty to aid the poor, as commanded in Matthew 25:40. "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." If Christians need an instruction manual on how to go about helping the poor and the needy, then I suggest they give the book of James a read. Now, that same article by ChristianPure.com goes on to say that, quote, "The manger represents radical humility and self-emptying love of our Lord." Think about where Christians, evangelicals, are at today. They're bowing down at the feet of Trump and his MAGA mafia. Everything they do has MAGA salivating. The photo of Trump, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and RFK Jr., plus Mike Johnson, is the epitome of what MAGA has become. They are the bourgeoisie, we're the proletariat. They're the cool kids in high school that left you out because, well, they were just born a little more special than you. And now MAGA is the adoring horde of students who put them on a pedestal just because they have money and can flash it. Elon, Vivek, and Don Jr. are not the three wise men. No matter how hard right-wing media tries to convince you, they're not the smartest guys in the room. The original Christmas story was in a barn. This trio would be better represented by the jackass present in all nativity scenes. Now let's look at that photo again. Remove the fundy speaker, Mac Johnson, who looks like he got a last-minute invite. Let's focus on Trump, Elon Musk, Don Jr., and RFK Jr. They have 28 kids spread across 9 wives and 2 baby mamas. And those are the ones we know about. I'd break a calculator just adding up the affairs, so I won't even try. This is the morality at which MAGA rests its laurels, while also being the crowd that screams there is a war on Christmas. Yeah. Maybe it's coming from them. But perhaps their immorality stems from a much deeper problem. Greed. They have money, and they love to show it, and they love to let you know that they're just a little bit better than you. This MAGA mafia and the rest of the insider gang that wasn't on the plane, they only worship wealth. They sit atop a pile of money so vast, any Christian that's read the Bible would recognize greed, not greatness. They'd also realize how unlikely it is that these men will be anywhere near the kingdom of heaven. As it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 25, quote, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Maybe they'd remember from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, that, quote, "You cannot serve both God and money." A quick reading of Luke chapter 12, verse 34, would remind them that, quote, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Let me ask you this. Is the money of Trump's mafia anywhere you'd want your heart? Maybe they should recall Luke chapter 12, verse 15, that warns one should, quote, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Ask yourself this one. If life doesn't exist in materialism, then what is the Trump Mafia able to deliver us? Eventually, Jesus would grow up. As an adult, he would heal the sick, make the blind see, feed the poor, and bring comfort to millions. But one of the best stories of Jesus isn't all the nice stuff. It's when he flipped the tables of the money changers outside the church. They were the grifters of the day, selling salvation and stealing from the poor. It's the only time that Jesus used force in his ministry. If there's one thing I know about the Trump world right now, it's that no one is turning over the tables of the wealthy and defending the ordinary man. No, there is no spirit of Jesus there. Trump and his gang aren't getting up in the morning and saying, what would Jesus do? They're figuring out a way to extract even more wealth from the American people and take it for themselves. They're the ones picking those tables back up. Let's circle back to the Bible for one final piece of wisdom. In Luke chapter 16, verse 11, it says, quote, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? In regards to America's future as a republic, these true riches are our liberties and our rights, as well as our desire to not be financially oppressed. Ask yourself, have the Trump Mafia handled their riches in such a careful and honorable way that you trust them with such true riches? Thanks for listening to Overnight Opinions. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for an all-new episode. If you're looking for something interesting to watch over the holidays, then check out some of my recent interviews. Find out what's in Jack Cashel's latest book, Ashley, The Untold Story of the Women of January 6th. Or check out my interview with Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Not only is he the inventor of email, but he also ran an independent campaign for president. He spoke with me about how President Trump and RFK Jr. are total frauds. And if you're looking for something really juicy to watch, check out my 15-part interview with documentary filmmaker John Hanke. We talk about the JFK assassination, as well as 9/11, COVID, and October 7th. Some parts are so crazy, they can only be heard on BitChute and Rumble, so be sure to check it out.